Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. The artist Micheline Thomas and the collector Raquel Chevremont are partners in life and work and curate together under the moniker Deux Femmes Noires. Thomas's evocative and textured portraits, often celebrating the complexity of Black women, have been displayed around the world. And Chevremont has served on the acquisitions committees of both the Studio Museum in Harlem and the Guggenheim. So it's safe to say when they combine their skills on a project, something's going to happen. And their newest endeavor together does not disappoint. Chevremont and Thomas invited three artists, Black women, to create large-scale installation pieces to be housed inside the Red Hook Brooklyn space, Pioneer Works. The Brand New Heavies is the name of the title, and it features the work of three artists, Abigail DeVille, Zyveria Simmons, and Rosa Johan Odi. I think I got those right. The works on display speak to a range of questions, from how map-making shapes our concepts of space to the expectations placed on Black women within institutional settings to even the historical narratives of buildings with new renewed symbolic significance, like the Capitol. Taken all together, the work on view in Brand New Heavies offers a nuanced vision of how art might take on the role of reflecting back on the last year, as well as the monumental task of projecting a new kind of vision for the future. With me now to talk about putting the show together, which is on view at Pioneer Works through June 20th, is Raquel Chevremont. Raquel, welcome.
Hi, how are you? Thank you.
And Micheline Thomas. Hi, Micheline.
Hi, how are you?
I'm
Thanks
doing
for having
great.
Us here. We're very excited about this.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Raquel, when did the idea for this show first come to fruition?
Well, we're very close with Pioneer Works. We love their space and their programming and, you know, everything that's going on there. And they approached us literally about 2 years ago now at this point. And we had just done another project with Volta. And they, you know, said, hey, are you guys interested in perhaps doing something here? And of course, we jumped at it immediately, knowing everything that they have available to them and that we could bring artists in to really create some incredible work that would take in their science programming and their radio programming. I mean, Pioneer Works has just a lot of different types of residencies that the artists could become involved with. And then COVID happened. And, you know, we obviously, like everything else, we ended up losing time. But it actually worked to our advantage because it gave the artists a lot of time to really think and consider how to use everything that was available to them. So it was, yeah.
I feel like there just seems to be an asterisk next to everything, and then COVID happened. So, Micheline, when you were thinking about...
magic out of COVID, too, so...
Oh, sure. When you were thinking about this project, when you were thinking about what it is you wanted to say and who you wanted to bring in, what were some of just the words and the thoughts that were coming to your head?
We were thinking about women who deserve the opportunity of a space like Pioneer Works that would be able to create something monumental. So what we were thinking of is sort of like a way to occupy a space with video, sculpture, architecture, and that comprises of like natural and industrial materials. And we were thinking about individuals who could actually sort of pull this off. Artists who, in their sort of regular studio practice, may have sort of delved into particular monumental sculptures or not, but they've had these ideas sort of percolating through sort of conversation or in their sketchbooks. And so for us, we were looking for something that was sensual and psychological and sort of intimate and sort of would allow the viewers to sort of come through and engage with each sort of artist's work individually and also collectively.
My guests are Raquel Chevremont and McLean Thomas. We're talking about a show they've curated called Brand New Heavies, which is at Pioneer Works until June 20th. Let's go through each piece a little bit. So, Raquel, by the way, everybody, if you go to our Instagram at All of It WNYC, I took some pictures on Saturday and I posted them so you can follow along as we talk. Much better in real life, but you'll get an idea. Let's talk about Abigail DeVille's piece, The Observatory, which has all these different elements. I'm going to describe it quickly. It's about a 20-foot-high structure inspired by the Capitol Dome. It's done in chicken wire. It's got a black disc over the top. That's just part of it. And it seems, I don't know, Raquel, after January 6th, it has a whole other layer on it. When you think about this piece, what historical themes are being questioned in this piece?
You know, I believe a lot of what she's questioning really are who built built our country and this building in particular, the Capitol, right? And what does that mean historically for Americans and in particular African Americans who were, you know, obviously built it, but were never able to really partake in what it represented. And she juxtaposes that with, you know, the black hole and then all of these images of different neighborhoods throughout the country that are historically African-American and all of the complex issues that are happening within those communities. It's when the insurrection happened, we were just like, oh, my God. Mm. And then we did panic a little bit at one point because we were just like, what if people then think that this is something she's just created because this event unfolded, as opposed to, you know, she had this in her head and we were already creating in the midst of creating it to start this dialogue. So it took on a whole other, you know, powerful meaning without us even really having to say much at that point, which was really, you know, a blessing and then in disguise, I suppose, in the end. I think people realize, okay, this was happening and what she was talking about already that a lot of people have dismissed actually was real and we saw it mm-hmm. happening.
Right.
Yeah. So it's that Abigail's piece is just, people, obviously all of the pieces are amazing, but that one in particular stood out because of everything that happened literally right before it opened.
McLean, go for
it. It's an incredible piece. And what's also amazing about that piece is the materials. When you get close to it, you mm-hmm. see sort of the use of the chicken wire and how she created these portals that sort of, like Raquel talked about, just sort of become layered and allow you to sort of just like move through sort of all of the aspects of how she juxtaposed sort of these found objects along with the screens, and you're standing there. It's almost as if you become one with the piece. And I think all of the pieces act in this sort of central platform that allows the viewer to move around and through and sort of to be one in an intimate way. And not that COVID had something to sort of like sort of push this forward, but I think it speaks a lot to sort of what's happening in the world today and how we are able to engage with work once again, going back to sort of the intimate level of sort of just being with the art and really having the opportunity to experience these, all of the conceptual aspects that the artist is delivering. You know, oftentimes we just move so quickly when seeing art. And I think what's so profoundly beautiful about each and every artist is that when the viewer comes through, that you can just really be with sort of the art on a larger scale, macro or micro level, which is really exciting for me as a person who co-curated with Raquel to put this together.
Let's talk about, I think, Ziveria Simmons' piece. And it works in a new medium for her. It features these clay orbs, which are bound together into a large structure. It looks a bit, little bit like a beehive, like a little, and you can walk inside of it. And the orbs are put together. It reminds me of when I was a kid and they had an abacus, the way the little, the beads were next to each other. And these are these huge orbs. Raquel, what's interesting to you about the material used to make these like sort of red clay colored orbs, especially in context of there's tech inside, there's screens inside, something very, you know, sharp and edged and, you know, earth and land versus steel and video.
Right. Well, I think, you know, if you watch the videos, there's a lot of sensuality in them. And she wanted that expressed within the actual structure. So she wanted to use a material that was a natural material, that was something that came from the ground. We had initially, it was like she wanted it to kind of smell of the earth or have this feeling of the earth because of the sensuality of the videos that she was going to place in the interior. And then that's juxtaposed with the more analytical kind of, you know, text-based piece on the opposite side, so that you could, she wanted to show that there were two sides of us, right? That it wasn't all stress and strife, and that there was also the sensual pleasure of our lives as African Americans and as brown people. Most of her work usually centers around the very political, and so she wanted to take a little bit of a diversion with this piece and make it feel more earthen, more grounded, and while still political, less kind of, you know, more so that it's juxtaposed as well with happiness and joy and sexuality, because that's, you know, where we have both sides happening at once, right? So that those clay balls, you know, we brought in these kilns and we're making these balls there on site. There was clay everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
So there was that, you know, that feeling of nature happening at the same time. So, and then she was very, very much so, that's what she wanted. It was not any other material. She did not want to go industrial or, you know, high tech in any way, shape or form. She really wanted this natural structure, or as natural as it could be while still keeping that size, right? Because it's quite large. So that was the other thing, with how do we make a structure this big and have it be these earthen balls and have it be safe for people to enter. So there was that, you know, part. That was also kind of, okay, how do we go about this? But at the same time, keep it feeling natural.
McLean, did you want to add something?
I think also with Ziveria's piece, which is really important for the viewers when they're experiencing sort of and engaging with her work, is also to look at the video that's in the center of the piece, but all while viewing the projected image. That also gives sort of this lens and language about the material itself, even though it's animated. It's sort of this animated sort of analytical notion of sort of this moving image. And even though they're completely two separate works, they work so incredible together in a way where you feel like these stick figures are actually sort of the protagonists of making sort of this work, the people that sort of like, they allow you this narrative language that you could sort of interact with the video and the sculpture itself, which is really profound for me.
We're talking about the show Brand New Heavies, which is currently at Pioneer Works. My guests are Raquel Chevremont and McLean Thomas. All right, I might need some help with saying her name correctly. Raquel, Rosa Johan Udo. Thank you. Udo. Yeah. She has two different, I wish we were in person. I would have asked you this before the interview started. She has two different video installations in the show, and one is titled Black Poirot, which recasts Agatha Christie's French detective as a black man. What is interesting to you about this piece? What would you want people to really pay attention when they go inside and they can sit on this little couch and watch this piece?
You know, I think with Rosa, it was important to us to bring in a voice from outside, you know, a more international voice outside mm-hmm. of the U.S. That's where they're having the exact same conversations we are having, but perhaps with a slightly different perspective, right, given their history with race. And so Black Poirot was, I mean, I loved it because, I mean, I may be showing my age here, but I loved Hercule Poirot and Agatha Christie. I would watch all the time. And so her using that's something that's beloved by the British and recasting and reimagining it with this thought process behind if this were a Black man and how Black and brown bodies need to navigate the world differently. And so she goes through a historical narrative there, just basically supporting, you know, that fact that if this were a Black man, this is how the life would unfold. And these are the investigative journeys that would take place while at the same time, you know, using those investigative journey within the film to discuss the actual journey that Black and brown bodies have had to take throughout the UK in particular. So I mean, yeah, please, it's a 20-minute video and sit there and watch it in its entirety because you will not be disappointed.
Raquel. I was just going to say this video is so cinematic and psychological and opulent. Mm-hmm. And it's just an essential way of how what I find really, really amazing about this particular video is the narration of Rosa's voice, the passion of sort of like her leading you through this journey, through sort of the investigation of the Black Poirot, through the viscerally engaged like history and memory and sort of the pop culture and the spiritual and desire and all of that sort of way in which one would sort of experience their own life. It's very theatrical and performative, and you just sit there just at every moment you are completely transfixed from the lighting. It's, you know, you walk into the space, the sort of the coloring of the curtain, the coloring of the carpet. Those were very sort of specific and for a very, in relating to the Black body. And so those gestures for her were very considered, like every aspect, the color of the curtain, just like you sitting on this really sort of brightly sort of lit silver couch where it's just like you're centered within sort of the screen. So you become one with what sort of language and just the story of the Black Poirot.
Before I let you go, McLean, I have to ask you a question about being name checked on Law and Order.
well, I know. I received a lot sort of hits about that. And, you know, I have to thank, you know, Raquel for that, for pushing that forward, because it's actually a great image that I did of Raquel. And that was pretty exciting to also receive, you know, a pat on the back from my doctor who was watching it with his family.
No, we received so many text messages that were like, Raquel, I just saw you on Law and Order. What's going on? It's like, oh, yes, okay, it aired. You know, that's how we knew it aired.
Yeah, to me, those are exciting, great opportunities for artists to expand, you know, the sort of platform of their work and sort of give exposure and to understanding of sort of the incredible sort of, you know, work that many of us artists are doing and educating and just to engage in sort of various conversations, you know, and do you reach that? It's kind of like, okay, have I arrived or have I not? But sort of what's exciting is that people are sort of like saying your name off the roll of their tongue. And that's just to me very fun.
Everybody.
And that's a whole other conversation we could have another time because that's very important. And it's something that I focus very much on is, you know, getting artists out there and into the public sphere.
Well, we can have that conversation. The name of the show is Brand New Heavies. It's at Pioneer Works. My guests have been Raquel Chevremont and Micheline Thomas. And yes, it is named after the band Brand New Heavies. Ladies, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
And always a good time to play Brand New Heavies.